Tributes from the Funeral of Elder Richard G. Scott, September 28, 2015, Salt Lake Tabernacle. Michael W. Scott, son. Dad was born to a father that was not a member of the church, and to a mother that, although a member, had not been active for many years. His church participation was limited to whenever someone would come looking for him and take him. I am sure those leaders had no idea that the young man they were reaching out to would later become an important leader in the church. I don't know who those people were, but I thank them. Perhaps one of the reasons that Dad was so good at reaching out to the one, the less active, the lonely, the discouraged, the downtrodden, was because in that early period of his life, he was the one being reached out to and rescued. Dad lived a life filled with happiness and joy. He was a musician and an artist. He loved to go exploring. His idea of a perfect vacation was packing all the kids and gear into a small Datsun station wagon and crisscrossing the country. Dad was a wonderful example of how to face adversity. One such example was how he responded to the death of two of his children. When Mom and Dad lost a baby during childbirth, and then 2 months later lost young Richard at age 2 from a heart defect, Dad's response was defining. That night he hugged Mom and said to her, "We do not need to worry because he was born under the covenant. We have the assurance that we will have him with us in the future. Now we have a reason to live extremely well. We have a son who is gone to the celestial kingdom because he died before the age of accountability." Instead of bitterness, he had hope. Instead of despair, he strengthened his resolve. Instead of doubt, he exercised faith in Christ. He chose to make things great, and they were. His marriage to Mom was perhaps the greatest of all. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Elder Scott felt his errand from the Lord was to administer the healing balm of Christ's grace to those who have figuratively fell among thieves, the wounded, the overburdened, the weighed down, the hopeless, those who had sinned, and those who'd been sinned against. With uncommon earnestness, he invited all to seek the Lord through obedience to gospel principles and there find peace, happiness, and joy. Elder Scott was at his best when teaching and testifying of the infinite reach of the infinite atonement of Christ and the joy to be found in turning to God. He and his dear Janine taught us a constant sermon by their example of what it means to love and cherish a companion in marriage and to devote one's best efforts to one's children. The example of love and loyalty has inspired thousands, if not millions, in the intervening years. Elder Scott was always encouraging, quick to express confidence, eager to praise and express his love. And that was his way with men and women everywhere, even children. His instruction was elevated, yet practical, and it was constant. It seems Elder Scott never tired of counseling, teaching, and encouraging, whether one-on-one or in groups. I cannot tell you how many times and in how many places people have commented to me about something they learned from Elder Scott, sometimes even in their teenage years, that has influenced their life and service ever since. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Well do I remember when we went to Central America together in April 1990. I was thrilled when I watched Elder Scott teach missionaries and members in the Spanish language. Not only was he fluent, He was brilliant, filled with animation and excitement as he taught by the Spirit. Elder Scott was tireless in his energy and engaging with the people wherever we went. He consecrated his life to serve all people, regardless of their nationality, race, or language. He understood the worth of each precious soul that he met. His compassion is legendary. I have watched him teach. I have watched him lift. I have watched him love the people all over the world. President Thomas S. Monson. Elder Scott was more than capable of handling any task that came his way, and he always did so with complete thoroughness and great skill. We have all had in our midst these years Richard G. Scott, an honorable man, even a man of God. Richard was blessed with an insightful mind, a keen intellect, and a charitable spirit. He loved people. He loved his family. He loved his heavenly Father. Richard's pleasant smile opened the hearts of others. He was equally at home with the poor and underprivileged, as with the rich and the famous. Richard was a gentle soul. He taught us lovingly lessons of courage, lessons of patience, lessons of faith, and lessons of devotion. All these things Richard G. Scott taught us both in word and in deed. End of tributes from the funeral of Elder Richard G. Scott, September 28, 2015, Salt Lake Tabernacle, read by Jane Wise.